The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
This podcast is a member of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts and content creators, visit bio.link/red5.
Produced with podcasting gear from Tascam. Trust your audio to Tascam. Sound thinking.
This show brought to you by Jersey Ninja. New items added weekly, superior quality products, excellent selection, competitive pricing, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. That's Jersey Ninja at jerseyninja.com. Your source for great quality hockey jerseys and performance wear products.
Freedom Audio Bulletin. It cannot be traced, it cannot be stopped, and it is the only free voice left in the Geek Revolution.
And welcome to another episode of Weeby Geeks. It is your dashing duo, Derek and myself, hey, Mike. How you doing, Derek?
Not bad.
So, we got this week, next week, and then we're going to be off a week. Because you're going to be down in Blizzard country.
That's right.
I heard 37 inches of snow. So, check out the homepage, weebegeeks.net. Support our affiliates on the right-hand side of the page. Supporting them supports us. Also, too, email us at weebegeekspod@gmail.com. If you have any topics for us, any questions for us, etc., or hit us up on all socials at Weeby Geeks. So this week we're going to recap three quarters of Fallout. Is that my math right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay. So, which is still okay because then that gives us, topic for next week as well, along with other stuff. We could finish the show next week. Between the two of us, we've had some life stuff that we were able to get at least six episodes in. So,
yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I suppose we should do a spoiler warning.
I can do that.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Also, too, as we're recording, I want to wish a very special happy birthday to Sarah French.
Oh, happy birthday, Sarah.
So, can you believe 42?
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. No. No way. No way. So. Of course, this recap of Fallout is going to be brought to you by Jersey Ninja. Check them out, jerseyninja.com. Use code WeebyGeeks for 10% off your purchase from Jersey Ninja. Supporting them supports us. Great hockey jerseys, great basketball jerseys, and other apparel, geek-related apparel, music, pop culture, just locker room-type culture stuff. Check them out, jerseyninja.com. So, we said we're going to do recap. Well, You're the master of how we recap things, so I'll let you take it away, sir.
All right, well, we like to do a little thing that I have dubbed the good, the bad, and the nitpicky, where we pick some things that we really liked about the show, perhaps some things we didn't like, and just some tiny little nitpicky things that might have bugged us a little but didn't really affect our enjoyment of the series. So, with that being said, where would you like to begin?
Usually we go nitpicky to good.
Yes, we usually do. So we'll do that. All right. Any nitpickies?
For me, the one nitpicky... it's for the entire series, but it's not gonna affect the fact that you haven't seen the last two episodes yet. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more vault action as well. There were some sub characters that ended up causing some things to be key to the storyline that I think were being overlooked a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, is that making sense?
I didn't feel that way.
I mean, it's like Lucy's brother, there's a bit more because it seems like he's got a love interest, but it doesn't follow through.
A love interest.
Huh. Yeah. He's got an attraction for, what's her name? The pregnant one. Who ends up with the one who had a crush on Lucy. The gatekeeper dude.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I guess. I mean, I sort of felt it, but I didn't really feel like there was much there.
It was more from him. He was interested in her.
Her.
And it seemed like in the very beginning there was a bit of an interest. And then it went after her husband's killed.
Maybe a little, but I didn't really see that going anywhere.
But no, for me, I mean, I loved all the surface stuff, Wasteland stuff. I thought that was great, and that was developed well. I just could have dealt with a little bit more of the Vault World.
See, I kind of feel the opposite. I feel like there was plenty of Vault World stuff.
Well, okay. Through episode 6, I could see that. That's why I said mine's covering, you know, all the way through.
Well,
yes,
doesn't help me much.
No, it doesn't. But with the six, with the main six, other than just the initial, I don't think I really had anything nitpicky. Or nothing off the top of my head right away. Doesn't mean if you've got something, it may trigger stuff.
No, I'm thinking. I don't know if I have any nitpickies either.
I guess the only other nitpicky is Knight Titus. Once we see just how much of a coward he is. I wish we saw just a bit more of that.
Yeah.
Once we really realize, this is a guy that probably fell into it just like Maximus did.
Yeah, because it's funny because when we did spoilers, so yes, when he died, when he got killed in the attack by the bear, the which was an amazing scene. At first, I was like, I thought there was something more serious about the bear. I didn't realize at first it was him being just a coward.
Yeah. But Knight Titus, great actor for the role, though.
Yes.
Michael Rapaport.
Yeah, I love him. He's awesome.
I thought he was perfect for that.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see him acting like the badass initially, and then all of a sudden. Yeah. But he plays that type of character well.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
Yeah, he really does. I can't really think of anything else other than nitpickies.
I mean, that's why I said, you know, with Knight Titus.
Yeah.
No, after, you know, the helmet visor comes up and we see Hood, I'm like, man, they could have played more on the coward side of things.
Yeah.
Especially with him.
Yeah, that would have been actually good. I would have liked to have seen that. Now, I've played some of the Fallout games. I haven't played all of them. So I might not know every bit of lore, so there wasn't anything.
I don't know all the lore either. The only game I've played is Fallout Shelter on my phone.
I've played Fallout 3. I've played Fallout New Vegas. So I played a couple of them. But, you know, so there wasn't anything there that I can say was a nitpicky because I don't 100% know the lore enough to say, oh yeah, they got this wrong and they got this wrong. For me, I think they did a great job of building the world and everything.
I feel they captured the essence of the game extremely well.
Well, yes, I agree.
And I loved how we're running three subplots that all interweave into the main plot.
Yes.
Very smoothly.
Yes.
The story of Lucy, the story of Maximus, the story of the ghoul, which I'm almost afraid to say something because I don't remember how far into his story we are by season six. That if I say something, is that going to spoil seven and eight for you? But I mean, it's quite intriguing what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, I did think of one little nitpicky. And it's nothing serious. That's why it's a nitpicky.
Yeah.
But they had Michael Emerson playing the doctor, the guy who gets his head cut off.
Yeah.
And I was a little disappointed that he got taken out so soon because he's an awesome actor, and I was really looking forward to seeing more of him. But, you know, that's how the story goes. I used to love him on Lost. He was great.
Wasn't he also on Person of Interest?
Yes, I believe he was, yes. But I never really watched Person of Interest.
I watched the first two seasons, loved it. I lost interest after during season three.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. He voices Brainiac in the My Adventures with Superman cartoon. Cool. Have you seen that yet?
No.
It's pretty list. Good. It's definitely worth watching. But yeah, so again, you know, I get it for the story and everything, but I just would have liked to have seen him a little.
Yeah.
A little longer. I think he's really good.
I love the, you know, we go back to one of our favorite things of most unique horror kills with the meat grinder. Yeah. Here he is. He gets his foot shot off instantly. So they grab the prosthetic, and what does it do? It meat grinds onto his leg.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool.
Man, that must have been rough. I mean, you know, and you know, for the character.
Question is, was it lean beef, sirloin, chuck?
Well, given the area and I would say probably lean, maybe. Well, yeah, he didn't look like he had a lot of meat on him, so.
For a while, I really didn't catch that this was set in California. But then again, I didn't know that's supposedly where the game is set as well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a little further east, more deserty.
Nope.
Because, you know, eventually we get to Vegas.
Yes, and the game Fallout New Vegas is, of course, you know, yeah. Vegas. Vegas.
But I love with this, the vaults were originally created for the scientific community to go to.
Mm.
It's like, then how do everyone else get there?
Well,
ding 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 ding. That's all I'm going to say on that. Wait, yes, we do see Vault 4.
Yes.
In season 6.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's where we get the idea there may have been some inbreeding there.
I know, which I'm looking forward to continuing on from that.
But it was cool. I want to delve more into the vault, but I'm going to wait until next week. Because I don't remember off the top of my head just how much of the vaults are discussed going into 6, and I don't want to ruin anything
for you. I appreciate that. Well, I guess unless there's anything else, that's it for the nitpickies.
Yes.
Was there anything bad for you?
Some of the actions of the Wastelanders I thought was almost too overkill.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the action on the bridge was fine.
Right.
But when they go to Philly, yeah. Philly was fine, but as they're leaving, the group that's trying to get the armor.
Oh, yeah, right.
All that. It's like, okay. One of the guys may be having the strength and everything he does, but the others, I think that was a little overdone, but it was borderline bad. I mean, it didn't take away from the episode for me, but it was like, yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there.
Other than that, I really don't have a bad. I've been pretty satisfied with everything.
I can't really think of anything bad. No, I really did. I can't think of anything bad. Yeah, I got nothing. I pretty much thoroughly enjoyed everything.
I'm glad we didn't do this with Halo. Because much as I have enjoyed the show so far, yeah, season one, I could definitely go, there's some bad here, like nitpicky here. Season two, less bad. It's probably same amount of nitpicky, but no, so far for staying true to the original concepts and essence, this has been extremely good breath of fresh air.
I agree. So in that case, let's just get into the goods, which we've already kind of started talking about a little, but one thing I wanted to point out for the good is definitely the cast is amazing.
The guy who plays Cooper Howard. I can't think of his name. Is it Walt or something?
Oh, Walton Goggins. Yeah. He's great. I love him.
Perfect.
He does. Yeah. I've been a fan of his for a little while now. He's in like the Righteous Gemstones and a few other things.
Love him as Baby Billy in the Righteous Gemstones.
He's amazing. Yeah. He's done some really good stuff. He's been around for a while.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see him finally, you know, really, really getting into something good. And getting some of the respect he deserves, I think.
Yeah. I really dug, while it seems like Lucy and Maximus are the leads in this, I think this first season is more the ghoul / Cooper.
Yeah.
With them supporting. So to speak.
I love how they do. They have him as like kind of the villain in a way, you know, like he's trying to, you know, thwart what Lucy and Maximus are doing and everything. And he captures Lucy. But he's also got his Cooper Howard story, which is also really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, to say anti-hero. This is it.
Yeah.
I at this point in time, what's the best example for an anti-hero to put out there? Cooper Howard / the ghoul.
Definitely, yeah.
So, because we know he was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Had some moral values even back when he was acting. Because you see the question, why would I do this? This doesn't seem right.
Right.
I wouldn't just kill the guy and point blank. Well, now you do. This is now corporate. No.
Right, which makes him even more tragic character
yeah.
as the ghoul.
Because it seems like he's still trying to redeem himself from that.
Yeah. But it's like he's not really sure exactly how to.
Yeah. And then we come find out, you know, he's the face of Vault-Tec.
Yes.
And the Vault Boy is a cartoon version of him. Like, okay.
Yep. I love
this,
that.
This is cool. And it goes and come find out, they made that, you know, his suit, his Vault suit, the colors of his cowboy outfit, and then come find out that ends up being the color for everything.
Right.
Main concept for everything.
Yep.
Because I think they were just running out of time.
Which makes it even funnier seeing everybody in the vaults in the future wearing all that and being like, knowing where it comes from. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was definitely entertaining. The guy who played Nico in Ender's Game and was also on, God, I hate the fact that I'm going to mention this, but I only know because Zoe had binged the entire series. He was the antagonist in the Hannah Montana show. Yeah. The Pains of Fatherhood. It's okay. I'm making it up to her because I'm taking her in July to go see Def Leppard.
Oh, really?
Yes. So there's redemption. But you know, Miley Cyrus herself isn't really that bad of a performer.
It's not really my thing, but sure.
Not really my thing, but I would go see a show. From what I hear, she puts on a heck of a show. And now, if I had to choose Miley over Tay Tay, I'll take Miley any day. But I also like the fact, too, that, you know, once she left Disney and she went on her own, you know, she's like, yeah, I may be Billy Ray Cyrus's kid. I may have been a Disney actor.
Sure.
But I'm doing my own thing and I'm doing it the way I want to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have a lot of respect for her. And then, right. Yeah, the stuff that she's done with Dolly Parton and the relationship she's got there and stuff she's done with Metallica and a few other groups. Joan Jett. Yeah. The fact that she has no issues mixing it up. Yeah. I'm down with that. That she just wants to make music and have a good time. And whether I like all the songs or not, I mean, she was at the Taylor Memorial concert that Dave Grohl did.
Oh yeah.
And I want to say she sang with Def Leppard on that.
That I'm not sure of.
I don't remember, but she sings with somebody and it was brilliant. I mean, she's got a voice.
Voice.
I mean, you can't deny that. She's got talent.
Sure.
So, the dog. Oh man.
Yeah.
I was wondering how they were going to bring quote unquote dog meat into it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nailed it.
Yep, definitely. They did a great job on that.
Nailed dog meat. Very, very happy with dog meat. And it was interesting how that came about, too.
I don't currently at season 6, at episode 6, know where the dog is right now.
I believe the dog's still with the ghoul.
I think so, yeah.
But the fact that he was supposed to be killed. He was supposed to be euthanized.
Yeah.
But there was something about the dog that that the doctor liked.
Well, it could be when the dog took out that other scientist who was going to...
Yeah.
Who was going to rat them out.
I was always curious to see how it was going to be done with the show. But Mr. Handy.
Oh, yeah.
When we see the one that they've labeled Snip Snip. Snip.
Yes. And also the guy who does his voice. I love that actor as well.
He also appears as himself in the show.
Yes, he does.
Which was fun.
Matt Berry, yeah.
Matt Berry, yeah.
Yeah. He's great.
Man, it was fun seeing a Mr. Handy. It's like, okay.
Yeah, they definitely were paying attention to what they're doing, which I like. You can tell that they are, you know, they're fans of the game and everything. It's very important.
Now, the fun one is we see Cooper doing this inhaler thing. It's like, okay, cool. What's this all about? Well, we find in like episode 6, Cooper meets up with a former actor that he worked with.
Yes.
Was known as a Hollywood Red. Because this is what's weird. We're far into the future, but we're also dealing with, you know, the beginning of this is set in the 50s.
Right.
But the technology being shown is way too advanced for the 50s.
Yeah.
Which I'm absolutely digging, because this is almost where I thought, and you're going to probably hate me for saying this. I don't know if you know where I'm going with this. This is where I kind of more down the road, I wanted to see Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull go campiness wise is what they did with this series. This felt like a B movie or a 50s B sci-fi show.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And since Crystal Skull was supposed to be an homage to the 50s, 60s B movies, it was close, but this hits it more.
Crystal Skull might have been better if it had been a little more like this, but
it had its moments. It had some moments, but then it just, I think it lost some stuff.
Mm.
So seeing after watching this show, Fallout, yes, I am a little bit harsher on Crystal Skull, believe it or not, because I see what could have been.
Right.
Because of something that was done right.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take away from the fact that I enjoyed the film for what it was, because I still understand what it was homaging, but it didn't take it completely.
Well, it's the fact is that it just failed to do it correctly for me is why I just can't.
Yeah. Oh, to me, it's still the bottom of the 5.
Yeah, definitely.
So, depending on the day, it's going to depend on whether Temple of Doom sits 3 or 4 with Dial of Fate. It's one of those two could swap back and forth just depending on my mood.
I think
how I watched the film and how I felt after I watched the two films at that particular moment in time.
I think I have to see the last one again. I've only seen it the one time in the theater, so
I've seen it twice. I've seen it in theaters once, and I've seen it on Disney Plus once. And right now, I still put Doom 3, Dial 4. But to me, the first one is, it's Raiders, then Crusade.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are the top two in order, and you won't change my mind on that.
Nope.
Skulls is last. 3 and 4 are the two flip-flop. But I think it's funny, getting back to Fallout, Charlie White Knife is an actor who spent most of his career getting shot in the ass by Cooper.
Yeah.
And then we come to find out why Cooper is inhaling what he's inhaling.
Because
ghouls end up going full-blown zombie.
Yeah. Which, actually, I like that idea that it's...
You hit ghoul stage, then zombie stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also thought it was interesting, too, that in order to be a ghoul, you had to be resurrected from the grave.
Yeah. I really enjoyed, like, going back to what you were saying, I really enjoyed the whole aesthetic of the show, from, you know, the pre-bombing to the post-bombing future and everything. I love the way they've done everything. It looks really, really cool.
Well, in the beginning, when we see he and his daughter at a birthday party, and the dad says, "Come on, can't you do it?"
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no. And it's like, do what? And it's then we get he's talking to his daughter about, you know, nuclear blast and whatnot, you know, using the thumb rule.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was cool. Okay. And then later down the road, when we've come find out he's the vault boy with the thumbs up, it's like, that's why he doesn't want to do it, because.
Yeah. And seeing it all come together. Yeah.
People weren't associating him with his cowboy role. They were associating him with him the vault boy role.
Right.
Which he did for the money, because it was his wife's job that he was supporting.
Right. But of course, you know, not everybody knows that, so they don't know, you know, why he would do, other than selling out, you know, they wouldn't know.
Right. And I don't think he really ever sold out.
I don't think so either, really. But of course, you know, that's how appearances go. That's how things go, you know.
Well, he's definitely touting that line of happy wife, happy life.
Oh, yeah.
So, but there's more here with Moldova. And are you getting the impression that Moldova is a relative of Cooper's, like a great granddaughter or great great granddaughter, something like that?
No, I did not get that.
Okay, I hope I didn't spoil anything.
Well, the last I saw is when, back in the past, when he went to the communist meeting and she showed up there.
That's right. That's right. Which then makes me wonder, is she a goal as well, but just not as far progressed?
Well, there's got to be something.
It's got to be something, because, I mean, she's around the same 200-something years.
Right.
That he is. She looks better looking than him.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, I love how they captured the armor great.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, we only see one style of the armor.
Yeah.
And I love the voice changer with it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I know, it sounds great when he doesn't know what he's saying. He's like, oh.
Sure, we'll do it your way.
That's like when Knight Titus got attacked, he was like, you know, hearing him, you know, yell out and swear in that voice was just killing me. I was laughing like crazy.
Squire, you go first. But you got the armor, but you're the squire.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're getting a little cowardness. I want more. But, I'm trying to think what there's so many other things that are good.
I know.
Even with the vault, you think they're actually out in the field.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, that's a projector.
I love how everyone in the vault is so stuck in the 50s mindset and everything. And they're so naive. And
you know who would have been fun in the background, in a background extra? Because you know how in the games you could have different costumes outside of the vault suits?
Yep.
Brendan Fraser. Christopher Walken and what's her name from Blast from the Past and Alicia Silverstone, just to have them walking across the background. Like have like having him in the vault measuring out for another Fallout shelter. That would have been a fun Easter egg.
Yeah.
Or on the Wasteland have what's his name? Who was pig face in or pig vomit in Private Parts.
Oh,
as the cult leader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have him walking somewhere in the background too. or conducting a service somewhere. that would have been exciting. I guess going back to a nitpicky that I just remembered. Didn't really see much about Nuka-Cola. Just the bottle caps. I was expecting it to be.
There was one. You saw it in the background.
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
But with all the promotion and everything else they've been doing with it.
I know.
It's like, I expected it to have more of a presence in the show.
Mm. Yeah, that would have been fun, but.
I did enjoy the Pit Boys. The wrist devices.
Yeah.
I really loved how they all played out.
Although it's funny, it never occurred to me in the game, but seeing them, like, people actually wearing them, they're kind of big and bulky, and I imagine they would get kind of annoying after a while wearing them all the time.
Yeah, and you would think, and the funny thing is, to me, they look heavier than they made them appear to actually be, because they're walking around like, oh, yeah, this is nothing.
I know, right?
It's like, we're talking 50s tech here.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed in 200 years. You didn't with advance the screen anything.
And everything.
The monochrome screen.
Yeah.
but nothing's changed.
Exactly.
You know, here you are in the vaults with all these sciences, and nothing's changed technology-wise. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Again, fits right there with the 50s B film type scenario.
Yeah, it's just fun to be in one, you know, in that world.
Yeah.
Although it wouldn't be fun if we were really in that world, but you know.
No. Not unless that guy had the armor and talk smack with a voice enhancer.
Yeah, really.
I will say I was impressed that the bear was able to put that type of those type of gouges in the armor.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, whoa. Either was the armor made of that's that soft, or what did the bear eat for breakfast?
Well, the armor is old school, and the bear was irradiated, so you put those together and that's what you get.
You get yourself a party.
Just one you don't want to be a part of.
It's a party that you barely want to stand. I know. You had to pause to absorb that one. Just grin and bear it. So, I don't have anything else good wise. I mean, the show itself was good.
Yeah, so I'm far, just so I'm really enjoying it, and it has been renewed for season 2.
Yes,
so
which is great.
That's good.
I think we talked about that last week.
I think we did. Yeah.
So I'm going to take us to, we don't have a name for it on this show. We call it our midichlorian counts. our M counts over on Wookiee Radio.
Doesn't quite work the same.
We are using it on Mighty Marvel Geeks, but I don't remember what we called it. I guess we call it our geek count here.
Sure, why not?
So scale goes from -3 to +3, 0 being right down the middle. It's just, 0 is good. It's just an average show. It's your basic heater, as Ken would put it. +3, best thing since sliced Spam. -3, well, we're hitting Twilight territory.
So good?
No. Where? So bad. I think George Lucas would rank the holiday special at -3.
Yes, I'm sure he would.
So, first six episodes, where do you rank the show? And of course, we remember with 0 being baseline, or I don't remember how Ken describes it.
Yeah, right.
And we've gotten dead in the middle, and he's forced us to think about this a bit more and put more thought behind our ratings. Where would you put the first six episodes?
I'm going to go ahead and say a 2.
Okay.
Good solid 2 for me.
I was going to go either 2.25 or 2.5.
Oh, nice.
Probably 2.25.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, you know, I'm still kind of adjusting to this. Remembering that, like, the, you know, the 0 is actually good.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
There's nothing horrible. I mean, believe it or not, if I was to go back, like, with Halo Season 1, I would probably go Season 1 a -1.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I enjoyed the series, but there was enough flaws that took it below that straight down the middle.
Okay.
Season 2, I would definitely put higher. Season two, I probably go 1.5 because I feel it's more in tune to the game universe and the essence of the game than Season 1 was. I mean, there was a reason why after Season 1 they fired all the show writers and showrunners.
I see.
There were elements that were good. I enjoyed the series, but it wasn't enough to keep it 0 or above.
Interesting.
So yes, I would delve into the negatives. And Season 1 of Halo, I would delve into the negative. So after the way Ken's made us rethink about the ratings. Yeah. Season 1 Halo, -1. I still say if you're going to watch the series, watch it. Because there are things in Season 2 that you need reference to Season 1 for. Get through the first 3 episodes. And, you know, if you can survive the first 3 episodes, you can survive the rest of the season. It's one of those.
I see.
So, final thoughts?
I'm enjoying the series. I can't wait to watch the final 2 episodes, although I'll be a little sad to have it end, but...
Oh, no, you're going to be pissed that it ends.
But knowing that there's going to be Season 2 will be good.
That's the saving grace.
Yeah.
I will definitely say seeing Kyle MacLachlan in this as well is awesome. Great cast. Some great casting.
It is. It really is. Some
very great casting.
Yeah.
So, well then, thank you for joining us on this Fallout ride of Season 1, episodes 1 through 6. We will recap it, the rest of it, next week. And give our ratings for the last 2 episodes. And then I think we'll do a rating for overall what we thought of the entire season.
Sounds good.
And then we'll have some other stories to cover as well next week, before Derek takes his much-deserved vacation.
Much-deserved and much-needed.
So, yeah. Until next time. We'll be right back.
the bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.